Worldview Update, bringing you closer to international or global news.
21 minutes after 6 the time in Russia, there's still huge questions about how the attack on the Crocus Concert Hall in Moscow was planned and executed. 11 people have now been arrested for the attack. 139 people were killed over the weekend. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has said those responsible were going to Ukraine and that a window had been created for them to cross the border. But the President of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, has said he believed they were going to cross into his country and he stepped up security along his border to stop that from happening. Meanwhile, the people who've been arrested have appeared in court. They appear to have been assaulted. One of them is missing an ear. Roland Henwood is a political scientist and commentator at the University of Pretoria. Roland, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
So Russia at the moment is a country at war. The authorities want to know who's responsible for this. It's obviously convenient to blame your enemy, presumably Ukraine in this case. But I suppose it's fair to say Russia has more than one enemy.
Definitely so. And enemies can be defined very differently. I think what this attack has done is to elevate other dimensions of Russian society, the dynamics in Russian society, but also the regional dimension of what is happening, which does not get a lot of attention. The issue of migration into Russia, migrant workers, the number of people in Russia, the way they are being treated. And these are familiar stories that cover the globe. We see these everywhere. But to a large extent, the perception has always been created that there's a kind of exceptionalism and that Russia does not suffer these things. It's a controlled, ordered society, yes, with an authoritarian leadership. But what happens here is there's a different dimension. And I think what Mr. Putin tries to do is shift the spotlight away from the internal issues, also trying to create an opportunity for himself to legitimize the war that he's engaged in Ukraine, and trying to create an opportunity to probably intensify that conflict as a way of shifting attention and hopefully trying to achieve some gains in the war, because there's an opportunity for him given the problems with the procurement and supply of arms and equipment to Ukraine.
There's so many questions about the incident itself. Western media is focused on the fact Putin himself did not appear in public for many hours after the incident. But the police did not respond for a long time. There was no security for the event itself. Most of the people, as I understand it, didn't die from the being shot by the attackers. The attackers had time to set the building on fire. All of these things take a long time. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever get answers to those questions as to how all of these separate things could happen.
Yeah, probably the answers that there are will not be public information because it's going to create some uncomfortable realities and confirm some of them maybe. I think the issue here is that terrorism is something you can plan and you can execute very effectively if you have the time to do so and you are not detected. And despite the early warnings being given to the Russian authorities, to the Russian public in the end when there was no response. They didn't take this seriously, they didn't react to it, and the incident then happened in the way that it took place.
The people implicated in this, I mean, it seems obvious that they've been tortured. I'm not going to describe or repeat the descriptions of videos that are running around in social media. But is that going to lead to questions about the criminal justice system? Now, I can understand Russia is a society that will be traumatized by this and there'll be demands for justice. But when you start to torture people, it makes usually, I think, makes justice harder to actually achieve.
Not necessarily in the case of Russia. I mean, we can just go back a couple of weeks to Navalny being imprisoned and die in prison. Why did he die? And there are many, many stories like this. If one looks at the other dimension, and that is people from the Tajikistan and broader regional area that actually migrate into Russia because there's a need for migrant workers also. And what I found is there are more than 10 million registered migrant workers in Russia, many more undocumented, and it's a huge problem. There's a yearly raid on people. And what the indications at this stage is that there's a huge increase in attacks on people from Tajik and Kazakhstan in these places because of the fact that they look like the people who perpetrated these incidents. And most of this done by the security forces. In other words, police, etc. And that indicates the issues at play and the issues that underpin what is happening in Russia, and also the fact that Russian society does not react differently to many others in the world to these perceived threats, not necessarily real threats, but perceived threats.
Roland Henwood, thank you. Really appreciate the time. Political scientist and commentator at the University of Pretoria.